Greetings and blessings, faithful followers of BB Temple, .org worldwide. Here we are again in the merry month of December in preparation for the celebration of the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and our precious Prince of Peace. And we sing about peace. And we sing about joy. But I gotta confess, I think I may suffer from a PDD, also known as a peace deficit disorder. Can I get a witness? Anybody with me? Oh yeah. You're out there, I know. I see your posts. But guess what? I have good news of a great joy and the gift of perfect peace, not from a pill and not from an app, but from the very breath of God, also known as the Holy Scripture. And miraculously, this time of year, we still have an opportunity to hear the scripture, the Holy Scripture, sung while we're shopping. Amazing. In what form? We call them Christmas carols. Speaking of Christmas carols, almost a wise clicker peep. Change that slide, thank you. Today we find our scripture, well, actually not in the Holy Bible, but it is Holy Scripture nonetheless. It's in the words of one of our most beloved Christmas carols entitled Silent Night. Now, the melody was written by Franz Gruber, schoolmaster organist in Germany, Amsdorf, and on Christmas Eve, I believe the pastor by the name of Moore, M-O-R-H, brought the words to Gruber and asked him to compose a melody and guitar accompaniment for that night's mass. No pressure. Just come up with something for tonight. But what happened was, they had had massive flooding, you know, like the kind of flooding we've seen during the hurricanes, right? Damaged the church organ. Eventually, it destroyed the church itself and had to be rebuilt. It was rebuilt and replaced with the Silent Night Chapel. And it is what inspired Moore to write the lyrics. And that's what prompted him to create the new carol. And let's look at that first verse. These are things we've been singing, some of us, since we were babes. Right? Little babes. Singing these in Sunday school. Silent night, holy night. All is calm. All is bright. Round yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Ah, that last refrain, so sweet, yet so elusive for so many of us who struggle with insomnia. I've struggled with it, thankfully. Sleeping a little better these days. But if you would just allow me to share my personal testimony of that heavenly peace of which we speak. Arise, thou good and faithful servant, and click if you would. Thank you. Got a couple of my personal testimonies. First of all, childhood. My childhood memories of Christmas. Peace and Christmas, not necessarily in the same sentence. Not to say that it was bad, but not peaceful. Not peaceful at all for kids, dogs, animals. Not peaceful. And thinking, you know, someday I'm going to have my own house, my own home, and it's going to be peaceful then. Not necessarily. In fact, didn't marry, 1980, and married an only child from Chicago. And so his parents came down for Thanksgiving. I'd never prepared a Thanksgiving dinner, and oh my goodness, I was summarily banished. Get out of my own kitchen. She took over. And I guess that meant from there on out, I was never going to get a second chance. Because next year, Thanksgiving and Christmas, we spent in Chicago with his family. Now, he actually had a wonderful extended family. Many people, many relatives. And it really was one of the most wonderful Christmas memories I have of, you know, ice skating on the pond and so forth. But when it came time to, well, let's get back to spending one of these holidays with my family, I really sensed that that was never going to happen. And so I made the decision to split. 1983. Yep. Bye. Out of here. So why am I telling you all of this? Well, we're leading up, you know, let's get back to the perfect peace, right? Not peaceful memories of, you know, basically not having a place to go for Christmas. I mean, I had a place to go, but I wanted it in my home. I wanted to wake up in my bed. And that was never going to happen. You know, when I tried a couple things, I'm gonna name it and claim it, none of that worked out. That was not in his perfect timing. But you know what? I did eventually experience that perfect peace when, strangely enough, I didn't really experience that, you know, because I'm thinking back till 2013. Yeah, what happened in 2013? The massive splat that put me in the hospital. But lo and behold, in that hospital bed, the hospital was across the street back then. The perfect peace. Little taste of it. I felt, I am safe here. I am safe here. But then I'm thinking back. Wait. That is not the first time I experienced that perfect peace. But you have to go back a whole lot further for me to experience that perfect peace before I really knew what that was. And that was in 1995, 29 years ago, when I was diagnosed with MS on December 1st. Yeah, I was devastated. How am I going to live? Because that was before I knew, realized that, you know, you can be blind and you can still have a fabulous life. That had not occurred to me yet. Forgive me. The Lord's been working with me for three decades. So, why am I sharing this? Because I'm in my finally appointed home on Monticello. And I just remember We are dozing off. Just seeing a vision. I might have even shared this with you before. What I can only describe as an angelic figure hovering over me. Almost dressed like a monk. I didn't see wings. No wings. No halo. But this figure did have wavy, beautiful wavy shoulder length silver hair. I didn't see the face because they were hovering over me. But I was just overwhelmed with this perfect peace that I was feeling. And I heard it in my heart. Fear not. You're going to be okay. And sure enough, within 30 days, my vision stabilized and has remained as good or even better over the past 30 years. Crazy. The rest of the body's gone south, unfortunately, but we still have the vision. So why am I sharing this with you? Suffice to say, good peeps, when you get a taste of that perfect peace, you simply will not settle for less. You won't. When did I first hear about this perfect peace? Well, actually, my daddy-o shared a verse with me, and it's in the book of Philippians. I might have shared it with you many, many times, too. Philippians 4, verse, I think it's in verse 7, 6 and 7, 6 through 8 is the passage we know. But it's be anxious for nothing, but in all things, through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. There it is. Perfect peace. Yeah. Want that? You get that? You are not going to ever want to let it go. So this, precious peeps, I leave with you my Christmas wish for your Christmas this year. Almost wise and most wonderful clicker boss. Please click away one last time. Thank you. And lo and behold, what to our wondering eyes should appear but our fearless leader, our beloved pastor, Larry Leon Thacker Jr., in his one of his favorite t-shirts. It's held up well, thankfully. And it says, "No, Jesus, no peace." K-N-O-W, Jesus. K-N-O-W, peace. But the way that the letters are colored, you can see also N-O Jesus, N-O peace. No Jesus, no peace. So precious, precious fam and friends of Bartimaeus Baptist Temple worldwide, this is my prayer for you, that you experience the heavenly peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This holiday, grab onto it and never, ever let it go. Amen and amen.